9 exercises to develop your interdimensional skills. This audiobook recording is a companion to the book We Are Not Alone, A Complete Guide to Interdimensional Cooperation, written by Atala Dorothy Toy and published in 2009 by Red Wheel Weiser, whose headquarters are located at 503rd Street, San Francisco, California. All materials copyrighted and may not be reproduced without written permission of the author. For other subtle energy information and tools by Atala Dorothy Toy, visit her website, www.crystal-life.com. This recording focuses on material in Chapter 9, which provides exercises to assist you in learning to communicate with the various types of life forms which coexist in this diverse universe. Life forms ranging from parts of your own body to other people, rocks, plants, animals, manufactured objects such as chairs and cell phones, nature spirits, angels, and extraterrestrials. The recording serves as an audio workshop in which the author guides you through the initial setting up of your own personal space, called a Merkaba, and then through a series of introductory level exercises. You will be working with the Merkaba throughout these exercises. Merkaba is pronounced differently in different cultures. Merkaba or Merkaba, both are correct. A Merkaba is the consciousness light field that surrounds every object in the universe. It contains the life force energy of that object and is capable of communication once we can identify with its frequency. Keep the machine playing the audio CD nearby. At the close of our leading you through an exercise, pause the recording and practice for as long as you wish. You may wish to practice one exercise a day, focusing on its topic. You may wish to repeat a particular exercise for several days before going on to the next. Preliminary steps. Exercise 1, preparing the field. For beginners, exercises in subtle perception need to take place in optimum conditions. While you can proceed with these exercises on the train or subway, for example, it would be best for your own progress to do them in a quiet room with soft lights. This is so you can have optimum conditions as you start sorting out where your own field begins and ends. Work in silence at first, or take care of the music that is played during meditation. The use of sound is a very strong consciousness conditioner. Music is an energy field itself. It has often been utilized in the mystical and shamanic traditions as a vehicle for traveling multidimensionally. Should there be music that always brings you peace, you may use it, at least at the initial stages. While soft rock music or jazz may be energizing or emotionally comforting, it often utilizes dissonance as its driving force. Religious music of whatever denomination carries a very strong frequency of its root back to the source. If you are seeking to break free of a specific level of your culture's or faith's world perspective, you may wish for now to turn this music off. Later, should you choose to do so, you can go back and forth between different sorts of music and study precisely where and to what plane each takes you. we have not included music in the recording. If possible, we recommend you practice these exercises in a silent environment. If your surroundings are noisy, then play soft music of your choice in the background. Set aside a specific length of time for these exercises. 5 minutes at the start is sufficient. Ask those in your community to please not disturb you. Turn off or muffle the phone and don't answer the doorbell. Please say now a short prayer or affirmation to yourself, requesting a positive outcome to your experiences. Saying this prayer or affirmation helps ground in the physical form the specific intent from which you will proceed. Such an affirmation might be, "Dear Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels, please be with me as I learn these lessons." Sit in a chair or on a couch, either cross-legged, yoga pose, or with feet flat on the ground, Western style. Hands can rest on the knees or in the lap, in whatever pose comes naturally. As you progress with your consciousness work, you will learn that different hand and arm poses call forth slightly different subtle energies, but that is not important right now. Sit with eyes unfocused, half closed, or closed, whatever is most comfortable. Again, later, you will learn the differences that occur with each position, but they do not matter now. Setting up your working space. You want to keep a clear and stable frequency inside your room or space as you proceed. That means picking up your energetic scrub brush to clean the room in which you are working and to seal that cleanliness in place. We call such a contained space a Merkaba, a field of energy with a specific purpose. Therefore, before working with your own personal Merkaba, you are going to place a Merkaba inside the room to clean and stabilize your working area. In all these exercises, we ask you to see or feel something. At the start, you can imagine the situation. Soon, this imagining, which children do comfortably, becomes real inner sight. Sitting quietly, see, or imagine you see, the energetic center of the room. See extending vertically through it a column of light, its upper source inside God the Father, and its lower source inside God the Mother, who you can perceive as the core of the earth or of the universal Mother Consciousness. Looking at the column of light, locate the source point within the length of the column from which the energy of the topic under consideration is actually housed, its soul, point of origin, or sweet spot. On the count of three, while inwardly focusing on this point, you will expel a soft puff of air and see a ball or Merkaba rapidly expand from that center point to fill the room. The Merkaba is pulsing with living light, and this is filling the space with a high frequency energy at the level that contains the issue at hand. 1, 2, 3. It is good to hold this Merkava stable so that it does not disintegrate with the ebb and flow of energy around and through the room. Energy workers hold a circle stationary by squaring it. A square or cube grounds the energy so that it can be worked with and examined. The numbers 4, the four corners of a two-dimensional square, or 8, the eight corners of a three-dimensional cube, signify the square shape. So do the north, south, east, and west positions of a medicine wheel. Placeholders can also be specific energies, colors, sounds, animals, plants, minerals, gods and goddesses, saints, angels, or other representations. Each tradition around the world has its own designated placeholders for the squaring of the circle. If these representations are already established for you, you are welcome to use them. If not, you can always call in the four archangels or four master energies, whose work is to protect and encourage proper growth on earth, no matter what the tradition. These archangels are Michael, north, Uriel, east, Gabriel, south, and Raphael, west. If you choose to associate any of these archangels with one of the other four directions, that is fine too. Request the beneficial energy you have selected to hold the energies of the room Merkaba in place while you proceed with your work. We are going to pause so you can make your choice now. The room Merkaba is now secure and held in place. These positional placeholders are not only life forms you can communicate with, but also very large fields of energy, or Merkabas. You can see these placeholders as the energies that serve each direction's responsibility. Energy workers will see the actual directional energy standing there, and yet know that it is many other places as well performing its work. A student once told me that they were loath to invoke Archangel Michael to assist them when someone else might need them more. I responded that Michael is very vast, with many parts at many levels, and that calling on him for assistance only helps ground this energy even more for everyone else's use. Exercise 2, Setting Your Personal Space. Next, you are going to work with the personal energy field. You are going to perceive your own Merkaba. Energy balance and full protection are the goals here, and you should make this your intent as you proceed. The process can take some time to achieve, so don't worry if you cannot see it right now. Different people perceive differently, and you may sense, feel, hear, see, imagine, or intuit this. While seated, see or sense coming down through the top of the head and passing out through the base of the trunk of the body, a clear white column of light. This is the central channel. It is the personal version of the room Merkaba you previously put in place. Even if you have to imagine it at first, see this channel as energetically existing, extending from God the Father clear across to God the Mother, who is either the earth core or the core of the universe. It is a clear flow of energy, and while at the beginning it may feel like a tiny pinprick, it will eventually feel as though it is 4 to 5 inches in diameter. Feel it totally cleansing and energizing you. Sit still a few moments and visualize this channel very clearly. Next, focus on the center of this channel at your heart center in the center of your body. See a point of light there, even if you have to imagine it for now. This is your personal connection to the source and the seat of your soul. Your soul is your central point, from which your central channel has spread out into your polarities of the universal father and mother energies. On the count of three, you will give a puff of air and see emerging from this point a ball of energy, a Merkaba, that totally surrounds your body. It fills the space your aura fills and then some. While in actuality it can extend to the limits of the universe, for now perceive it as a subtle ball of energy extending about 12 inches above your head and beneath your feet. You can perceive of this ball as having vertical and horizontal lines of pulsating light, much like the latitude and longitude lines on a globe, only going into the ball's center in concentric circles as well. Begin now. 1, 2, 3. Next, call in your personal angels, guides, and guardians to be present as this process continues. These life forms are always with you, watching over you, even when you are not aware of their presence. If you have never acknowledged the presence of these personal guides and guardians, now is a good time to start this process. First, offer them gratitude. Guides and guardians are living beings with feelings. They are serving you and your common source in a very fulfilling way by helping their human compatriot, a life form in the greatest density of matter, master the substance and thus see and bring the infinite source and its capacities to the earth plane. These colleagues of yours protect and teach. They do not want to alarm you in any way, and so serve silently until your life form is ready and willing to acknowledge their presence. Please do so now. If necessary, apologize as a colleague on equal footing for not listening to them in the past, and even for telling them to shut up and go away, as many of us were instructed to do when, as children, we were caught speaking with, quote, imaginary friends. Sit silently for a little while so these energies can come into harmony with you. When you are ready to proceed, request of all the energies involved that should your work be interrupted, the personal and room Merkabas are to remain intact but permeable. Also state now that at the close of the exercise, all cords and energies are to be returned to their proper place, sealed and cauterized. This measure prevents energy from leaking through psychic cords as you return to your physical consciousness. If you forget this step, no harm. Your guides will take care of you. If you are dealing with serious matters, please be sure to make this request. You do this now in case you are interrupted in your work and need to leave abruptly. The energies are pre-instructed what to do should that occur. Otherwise, you can be leaving your energy field open and may feel disoriented. You are now sitting inside your own protected field, which is inside the protected field of the room. You are ready to undertake whatever issue you have decided to focus on. When you have finished your session, you may, if you wish, reconfirm that the Merkaba is to close. Thank your inner colleagues for their service, and in some manner announce the session has ended. This need to signal to the world of energies that a session is over is why different traditions end with Amen, Om, Shanti, So Be It, Ho, etc. We have now established how to set and hold a working space. Our next exercise is invoking peace. In this exercise, you are going to consciously create a Merkaba of peace. Whenever you require a bit more peace in your life, you can do this exercise again. Place the room and then the personal Merkabas around you, as you were just taught to do. The first time you practice the centering exercise, simply sit and be. You've already placed the appropriate fields of energy around you. Enjoy the feeling of protected physical existence as well as its extension into the universe around you. Look up to God the Father and look down to God the Mother. See them fully protecting at the heights and depths of your existence. Look inside your own heart for the source of your own power. No one can take these connections from you. They are always there. They may appear to be missing right now because of various obstructions. If so, you must believe in their existence so strongly that your intent eventually will burn through the fog, like the sun clearing the woods, so that all the trees marching into the far distance can be seen clearly. When thoughts and feelings come up, observe them dispassionately. Ask them to be silent or ask the guides to please silence them. Sitting in silence allows you to observe what types of energy fields you are resting inside during your normal consciousness. Once you see the types of fields that are affecting you, you can decide what to do. You can see their true function and use this information in a positive way. Right now, these uncontrolled thoughts and feelings are simply vibrational clutter. Other frequencies existing at the same level as you are working at, and which you must learn to screen out. You do this the same way you screen out conversations around you at a social gathering to focus on the person with whom you are speaking. There may be interesting information in those other conversations, outer and inner, but right now you need to ignore them. For right now, you need to develop the capacity to discriminate between these fields. You need to tune your own inner frequency dials, much as you do the dials of a radio or TV. Then you can learn to listen dispassionately to the inner voices and decide what to do about them. Please do not accept the Western cliché that if you hear voices and no one is there, you're insane. There are many reasons for you to hear voices, and Merkaba work is an excellent method to locate what is actually occurring. Some possible healthy causes can include the inherent natural human potential to access any point in the infinite universe and communicate with it. You may have an extra dose of this ability via your genetic lineage or via capacities inherent to your own soul's development. Unfortunately, most Westerners are not taught how to develop this very significant latent human ability. So, for now, put aside the interesting potentials of being able to listen in on all these frequencies, and instead request all to be silent. Consciously tune your inner radio dials to peace. Keep fine-tuning your dials to that frequency which signals peace for you at this present moment. This place will change depending upon your circumstances each day. Keep that dial set on peace for as long as you can. Eventually, with practice, you will learn to associate your own energy field with many aspects of that frequency. The frequency will become stronger in your field so that you can tune your own being to it at will during your workaday as well as in meditation. When finished, or at the end of the 5 minutes, come back into your own personal space. Thank your guides and release them from their task. Please pause this recording and practice now. Exercise 4, Extending Perception of the Personal Energy Field. Go into the room and personal Merkaba formations. Right now, you're not going to analyze anything at all. You're just going to enjoy the reality of your own existence, good and bad, on the playing field of Mother Earth. In this exercise, you are working to see yourself as intact fields, whole unto themselves. You are learning to perceive of yourself as a cooperative community. This may be difficult for some people because of our past cultural conditioning. Your intent is to wash away the old stereotype of this world being based on the survival of the fittest. This perception leads to endless wars against yourself and all others. Instead, have the intent to perceive of yourself as cooperative communities of life forms. You are seeking to translate any conflicts into cooperation, any illness into well-being. Whatever flavor your work takes personally will be translated into how you will perceive not only your own personal community, but also the many external communities of which you are a part, from your family to your workplace to the world. By working to change yourself, you will eventually change how you perceive and interact with your world. Right now, work to see yourself as a cooperative life form, coexisting separately and together inside one common frame or Merkaba or world, your own personal body. For instance, look at the skin of which you are so often unaware. It is a community of conscious beings totally dedicated to replicating itself, to stretching and shrinking, to adapting to whatever approaches it from inside or outside, and to operating in seeming independence from the mind or heart, which are focused on other things. Now, in your own way, according to what comes forward or to what is of interest, look at all the parts of the body and understand what they are trying to say, do, and be, and in which way they are influencing you and each other. Thank them for serving you so well all these years. See what they are saying at different levels of their own existence. For example, thank your stomach for so selflessly digesting and processing your food all these years. When you are finished, thank your guides and close the session. Please pause this recording and practice this exercise now. Exercise 5, Self and Community Oneness. If you are starting a new session, go into the room and personal Merkabas. Now, just for a few moments, take a good look at the human body in a totally new way. Wash away preconceptions and simply look. What a marvel you are of consciousness engineering. See what intrigues you most about this form, what irritates you the most, what is most difficult, what special talents you've chosen to focus on, what skills you have evolved, what practices and disciplines you have chosen, and, better still, what you feel your center of existence to be at this present moment. Should you feel your primary focus anywhere but in the spiritual heart, located in the center of the chest, return to the heart. The heart is the part of the body that magnetically attracts all other parts into a spirit of loving cooperation. You focus here when you want deep harmony. You focus on other points when you are working on other aspects of energy. For example, focus on the mind for wisdom, or the Dan Tien just below the navel for powerful martial arts energy. The heart is where all the forces of the body come together to be lovingly directed into the realm of spirit and ultimately to the individual soul and the one source. The heart is the crossroads for all energies in the human body. Its symbol is the cross, some version of which is found in virtually all high religions and energy traditions. This is because energy workers know that where two lines cross, an energy vortex occurs. When the focus of your body energies rests in the heart, when that is the convergence point, energies can balance in all directions. When you are focused in the strong heart, you are better able to act from love, no matter what occurs. This great heart's love enabled Jesus the Christ to pray, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Just for now, no matter what faith you practice, focus on these immortal words. Focus on forgiving all who need forgiving, whether you know them personally or not. Next, focus on those in your own life who may have hurt you or whom you have hurt, and offer forgiveness to them or ask them for forgiveness. Lastly, apply forgiveness to your own personal existence or Merkaba. Forgive yourself for not loving yourself more and for perhaps being at internal war with various parts of your own being. Then start going through your own body top to bottom and thanking it for faithfully serving you for so many years, or forgive it for areas where it may have failed you. Where it has failed, ask it why, and what other parts of your existence can do to create a better situation from this time forward. When done, thank the energies and close the session. Please pause this recording and practice this exercise now. Exercise 6. Perceiving the Sacred Forms. Go into the room and personal Merkaba formations. Go directly to a thought or feeling that is coming forward now. This may well be a focal point, a level or aspect of consciousness that is preventing you from going into that classic mindless state that many Eastern traditions focus on. Every time you attempt to quiet your mind, this part of your existence may be saying to you, "Good, at last, some silence. Now listen to me, please." This spot may also hold a cacophony of sounds, particles of thoughts and conversation that fade in and out. It is a verbal form of fog or psychic radio static. Every second around the world, thoughts are released and float through the air until they disperse. Some last longer than others. If they are operating at your frequency, you may hear them as they pass through the personal field. You may also hear the thoughts of different sorts of life energy fields existing inside different sorts of Merkabas. You need to start practicing tuning your own inner dials. These are areas of infinite consciousness for which you have an affinity of some sort, or which have invaded your world in some way. Instead of attempting to block out all these extraneous sounds, which only leads to your putting up barriers, focus on each one at a time. Learn to see and hear the different frequencies that are currently affecting you, so that you can honor the life forms they speak for, and find out why you are being subjected to the frequencies at all. When you are in your ordinary everyday consciousness, you generally learn to tune your consciousness styles to the group level. Sometimes you set up barriers or walls to keep extraneous thoughts from entering. However, when you begin expanding your consciousness, you very often do not have such barriers in place, and you have not learned the more benign method of tuning your frequency dials. You have to learn how to proceed safely. Sometimes when people experience these internal voices, it frightens them, and they stop attempting to see into consciousness. All the ancient, secret, sacred traditions established ways for seekers to advance safely and taught the acolytes processes of entry to that discipline's frequency range. For instance, Christians learn to tune to Mother Mary for compassion, while Buddhists tune to Kuan Yin, and pagans might tune to Bridget. In today's more open culture, you need to proceed in another way. This way is still sacred, not mundane, but it is personalized to your awakening needs. This sacred way is to work closely with your own personal guides and guardians. Then, when extraneous thoughts or emotions occur that you cannot silence, you can ask your guides to protect you while you proceed, and they will assist. So while you are seated in this meditation, you can ask your guides for assistance as to how to proceed. What are you to do next? Follow their lead and you will have an unusual and fulfilling experience of some sort. When you are finished, declare the session closed. Please pause this recording and practice now. Nothingness. Many exercises, especially of the Far Eastern groups, are focused on bringing you into a state of total silence, a nothingness. You can fool yourself into thinking you have attained a goal above sense perception or have reached the source. This is an inaccurate perception. What you have done, actually, is one of a variety of things. Let's focus in this exercise on just what occurs and why. Enter the room and then the personal Merkabas. Now look around. You are actually in a room, inside the field of consciousness, defined by its specific aspect of the total field of infinite consciousness. You know this room, its shape and size, quite well. You can ask questions of it, and it will respond. Now suppose you were to open a door on another room, one filled with light or darkness. It would take some time to get adjusted to the frequency of that room, to what exists inside it, to its life forms, and how they communicate. Until your eyes adjust, you see nothing. It seems empty, a void. That is what happens when you move through the fields of meditation. You are seeking to climb up or dive deep into infinity. But really, it is only another field of consciousness that you are reaching, and there are many life forms there as well. You may try to fence out all extraneous noise or visions, but what you actually are doing is creating fences at that level, and they prohibit you from seeing what is occurring. You are doing exactly what is being done in the third dimension when you fence yourself in so that you do not see and communicate with your very own guides and guardians. Rather than fencing out, why not take another option? Honest appreciation for the life essence as it exists inside the plane to which you are traveling. You may go to many different worlds that exist at different frequency levels. It all depends upon what you have a current affinity for. And any of these worlds exist at many different levels, just like your world. So you want to use care and be selective in your search. It is beneficial when doing such inner travel to invite along your own guides and guardians who have a vested interest in your success. The classic methods of meditation stop internal chatter and help you learn to differentiate between fields of consciousness. But like so much else, it is also a double-edged sword. It can set up perimeters of defense that you must then dissemble to progress any farther. So try for yourself this method that we recommend. Go into a state of silence. Stop everything from moving if you can. Call in your own guides, and then start observing what objects or life forms are inside this orderly inner space you have established for yourself. When you are finished, declare the session closed. Please pause this recording and practice this now. Exercise 8. Communicating with so-called inanimate life forms. All existence is alive and capable of communicating with you. It doesn't matter whether the life form is an elf or an extraterrestrial, a tree or a rock, or a manufactured object such as a chair or a computer. Everything in existence has a form and a voice at some level of consciousness. Everything has a need to be recognized and heard. For this exercise, select something simple in your immediate environment that is usually considered inanimate, such as a chair or lamp. You're going to practice communicating with it. Go into the room and then the personal Merkaba. Now focus your attention on the selected object. See it as a life form complete unto itself, with its own Merkaba that has its own connections to the triune source, the Father, the Mother, and the ultimate source. Now listen to what it has to say to you. It has a story. When the words or images start coming, don't block them out as just my imagination, or as freaky or ridiculous or frightening or exciting. Just listen from your own heart with a feeling of friendship for the object, a sense of partnership in this adventure called life. There may be something the life form requests of you, or some way it wishes to assist you. Listen and learn. To get started, you can play imagine what the form would say if it could speak. This opens you up to the fun and play of this work. You may be correct or you may be inaccurate, but at least you are trying and the universe will respond. For instance, once in a group of people all trying this experiment, one woman focused in on the chair beside her. It told her it took its work very seriously, supporting a human for some reason. It said it liked the person who had just been sitting there. But before that, there had been a very, very fat man, and the chair had grown from the effort to support the person. There are many things such a conversation can let you know. Secrets these life forms share with each other. When you are finished, declare the session closed. Please pause the recording and practice this now. Exercise 9. The difference between dark and light forces. As you work to connect with your guides, many people suffer doubts and fears they will contact a trickster or a dark force. They have been conditioned this way by their religious organizations. This doubt and fear is a type of control that keeps people under the thumb of an organizational structure with vested interest in controlling its members for its own use. An authentic teacher and tradition knows that individuals must use consciousness purposefully so that good will grow inside them. Purposefully working with consciousness requires an authentic investigation of the object or substance being worked with. And fear and retribution do not permit this investigation to take place. Therefore, authentic inner and outer guides do not use fear tactics to connect with you. The authentic source of whatever tradition you follow, whether it is Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, Krishna, or someone else, works through love and oneness. It is all too often the later formed political and social order arms of a spiritual or religious organization that attempt to maintain control through fear. Go into the realm and personal Merkabas. Ask to look at some part of your life that is currently an issue for you. When it comes forward, sit in silence and observe it in a state of detachment. This observation, in and of itself, can take a long time to master. You must learn to sit silently and calmly, surrounded by the protection of your own guides, and look at the issue at hand. When you learn to sit silently and observe the energy, you learn to see it as a field complete unto itself. It is a Merkaba of some sort. With its own connection to the Father and the Mother sources, and its own center port, connecting it to the ultimate source. When you relax, it will relax. It will slow down, lower its own defenses, and permit you to look inside. It can, if it so wishes, explain its own function to you much better than any other life forces can, because it knows what it is responsible for, what it can do, and why it exists. Fear of the unknown and of hostile, evil, or dark forces are what keep you from using this process more often. If you start perceiving anything in creation as evil and without performing a beneficial function for the ultimate source of all, there is no end to the power of separation. It can make one part of one faith feel that another, following the same leader, such as Christ, is wrong and evil, or make you feel your own vitality or mind or ego is evil. You can even consider one follicle of hair that will not stay in place as evil. Different aspects of consciousness represent different ways to approach the same topic. What you want to start doing in this exercise is perceiving these different ways. When you are finished with this exercise, declare the session closed. This is the final exercise in this recording. More information and exercises on how to communicate interdimensionally can be found in the book, We Are Not Alone, A Complete Guide to Interdimensional Cooperation.